Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 21st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Premature menopause and lifetime risk of coronary heart disease. The study found that premature onset of menopause is associated with an increased short-term risk of coronary heart disease. Researchers calculated lifetime risk estimates of incident coronary heart disease and estimated years lived free of and with coronary heart disease. These estimates were stratified by premature menopause status and self-identified race across 163,600 person years of follow-up. The findings highlight the critical long-term cardiovascular implications of premature menopause across diverse populations. Article number 2. Life expectancy and determinants of relative survival following surgical aortic valve replacement for aortic stenosis. Surgical aortic valve replacement improves survival in patients with severe, symptomatic aortic stenosis. This study evaluated the long-term relative survival of patients after surgical aortic valve replacement compared with the general population. Researchers identified specific predictors of any residual survival discrepancies among 1,287 patients who received surgical aortic valve replacement for moderate or greater aortic stenosis. These findings provide clarity on life expectancy, post-surgical aortic valve replacement, and factors influencing it. Article number 3. Real-world evidence with dapagliflozin in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction in Central Eastern Europe and the Baltic region, Evolution HFCEEBA study. Sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors are currently recommended as one of the four pillars of treatment in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. This study characterized the real-world patient population initiated on dapagliflozin for heart failure with reduced ejection fraction in clinical practice. The data came from 9 countries across Central Eastern Europe and the Baltic area, providing crucial real-world insights following dapagliflozin's 2020 approval. The findings offer valuable information on therapeutic adoption and patient profiles in diverse European regions. Article number 4. Comparative diagnostic performance of machine learning models and traditional scores for HFPEF in older adults. This study evaluated the diagnostic performance of 4 supervised machine learning algorithms for identifying heart failure with preserved ejection fraction in individuals aged 60 to 80 years. The study found that machine learning approaches improved diagnostic accuracy when compared to traditional heart failure with preserved ejection fraction scores. This demonstrates the superior utility of advanced computational methods in diagnosing this challenging condition in older adult populations. Article number 5. Predicting recurrence and outcomes after stressor-associated atrial fibrillation using ECG-based deep learning. The study retrospectively analyzed patients with stressor-associated atrial fibrillation to predict recurrence and outcomes. It found that artificial intelligence-enabled models using the 12-lead electrocardiogram could accurately estimate the risk of recurrence. These models proved valuable in identifying individuals at highest risk for atrial fibrillation recurrence, which traditional clinical factors have shown limited utility in achieving. This represents a significant advancement in guiding management for patients with stressor-associated atrial fibrillation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.